On Lonely Planet, spinning its way to damnation amid the fear and despair of a broken human race. Who is there to fight for all that is good and pure and tells you about cool sciencey stuff and tells you about beer that gets you smashed for under a fiver? Yes, it's the surprising adventures of me, Gary, and this is an 8-ounce edition of I'll Have a Beer and Talk, a show where I literally have a beer and talk. As I mentioned last week, I had a full schedule over my weekend, full of work stuffs and birthdays to attend. So a crazy mixture of business and pleasure, also known as bleasure or plisness. So it made it pretty much impossible for me to work on a full show for this week, or even post a short show on time. Such is life. Anyway, I've made it through the gauntlet, and I am still standing. So let's open a beer and talk about one cool thing that I read on the internet last week. I've given the randomizer a short break in honor of Independence Day, which is tomorrow. So for this week, I'll exercise my freedom and choose the beer myself. Woo! I've got Arcadia Ale's Serial Killer, a 10% ABV English barley wine. Barley wines are tricky little devils. They are much more intense and stronger than the average beer, and are known for having a high alcohol content, upwards of 10 to 13% ABV range, and are usually fruity and sweet, sometimes even bittersweet. Much like life. This one is specifically an English-style barley wine. The American version does what the American version of any beer does. It just loads it up with hops. America, if yeah. Merry old England keeps it in their pants. Anyway, let's open up this bottle and switch to the beer mic. So this barley wine has an orangey reddish color and kind of a pronounced tan head, and it smells very, very malty and fruity. Yum, yum. Wow, that is malty, fruity, and very, very caramely. Wow, I feel like I just ate a caramel apple. Wow, that is sweet. Nice. You know, barley wines and I have an uneasy history, but I will be careful with the small amount I'm having for this 8-ounce episode. I'm a responsible adult. Yes, sir. Many years ago in my youth, I was a smoker. I quit completely about 8 years ago, and my lungs have never felt better. I can actually smell things. Nothing smells like smoke. And I can spend all that money I wasted on death sticks on beer. But something good can actually come from smoking. Something good for birds. New Scientist posted a story about Constantino Macias Garcia from the National Autonomous University of Mexico. I've never heard of an autonomous university. Who, along with a team, have spent the past several years studying urban house finches, also known as Carpodacus mexicanus. They found that the finches would collect discarded cigarette butts and line their nests with them. They theorized that the birds stumbled upon the previously studied, but still inconclusive, ability of cigarette butts to repel insects due to the nicotine and other chemicals in the filters. To determine if the finches were in fact using the butts to keep bugs away and not just fiending for a smoke, they observed 32 house finch nests. One day after eggs had hatched in the nests, they removed the nest's natural lining and replaced it with felt. This was to remove any parasites that had set up shop in the nest while the eggs were gestating. They then put live ticks in 10 of the nests, dead ticks in 10 other nests, and left 12 nests parasite-free. And you won't believe what happened next! With the nests that had living or dead ticks, the adult finches were far more likely to add cigarette butt fibers to the nest lining than the finches with the tick-free nests. And the group with the live ticks had, on average, added 40% more butt fibers to the nests than the finches with nests full of dead ticks. Garcia theorizes, based on the results, that the finches are using the butts to, quote, medicate the nests against the ticks, indulging in a little chemical warfare against the parasites. Just so you know, avians are a lot smarter than you realize. But they are not medical doctors. Earlier research from Garcia suggests the benefits of the butts is not without side effects. The butts cause genetic damage to finches by interfering with cell division, which we assessed by looking at their red blood cells, he said. Oh well. Still, it's good to know the animals put a lot of the trash we throw about on this planet to good use. Finches are chemists. Next week isn't nearly as busy as this past week, so I will talk to you again for more like 15 to 20 minutes next time. So, as always, please remember, if you are in need of artisanal paper or want to learn how to make your own paper, you can visit my sponsor, Pulp and Deckle, at PulpandDeckle.com. And you can also help me out by gifting me at least $1 a month at patreon.com/iHabitRadio to put towards the costs I incur producing the show for you for free. That is patreon.com/iHabitRadio, patreon.com/iHabitRadio. Also, please tell your family, friends, neighbors, plants, aliens, ghosts, and smoking finches about the show and that they can find it on Google Play Music, on iTunes, on Podomatic, on Stitcher, and on Spreaker. And please send me feedback, story suggestions, and beer recommendations to Gary@PulpandDeckle.com or on the Twitters and Instagram at iHabitRadio or even on the Facebook at facebook.com/iHabitRadio. It's time for me to go. I will see you in the future. Bye-bye!